discussing the sugya of Dalva Beis of Ein Mevat on Nisla Hakhila, but the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush of Rav Masna, Eisim Shanashram in Hadeka Litocha Tanur. All of a sudden, branches that are muksa break off, they fall into the tanur. Typically speaking, one would not be allowed to go ahead and to use them for purposes of hasaka, but a very simple Eitz, Marba Aleim Eitzim Uchanim Umesikan. You know what? Just go ahead and take an abundance of wood that was designated for use on Yantiv, and that would be allowance to rely on Bittul. The Gemara says, how can that be? After all, don't we have this principle of Ein Mevatlin Issur HaChatchila? Where indeed you see that that is true? The case, very, very important, the case is a Mishnah, Meseches Trumos, and Hey Tes. But what happens, for example, if you have a Taruvos of Truma with Chulin, and there isn't a Shir Bittul? The example that the Mishnah gives is Pachos Mimea. That's an important example because the Shir Mea, when it comes to Truma, is only a Din Drabanan. So you have a Shir Daraisa, but you don't have the Shir Drabanan in order to be Mavato the Truma. And let's say a person now goes ahead and no problem, I will add the Chulin, and now I have the proportions that will lend itself to Bittul. So the Mishnah tells us the following. If that was Bishogei, it happened inadvertently, it's Mutter. If it's the Mezah, then it's considered to be Aser. So you see from that Mishnah that Ein Mevatlin Nischatchila, when it's not allowed to do so, and you see a further Chiddush that there is an Iser if a person did so intentionally. If Pashub Shata Knas, if indeed this was done, the Mezah. Okay? So Ein Mevatlin, and a knasiv is done b'meizit, and poshub shat, that's referring to a din d'rabbanan, because the case is nafal apachos mimeya, the shirmeya is only a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, how is it that one resolves that mishnah, etes, and trumos with our gemara? Surprising. The gemara says, hani milei b'daraisa. Oh, when it comes to din d'araisa, then ema vatlan is a chachila, unlike the case of muktza, which is only a din d'rabbanan. So immediately that's troubling, because is it so clear that Muktzah is a din Rabbanan? And is it so clear that Truma indeed is a din Daraisa? And yet our Gemara labels Truma as Daraisa and Muktzah Darabbanan. Of course Truma is Daraisa, but wait, we're talking about the Shir Meya. That's only a din Darabbanan. Or for example, the previous Sugya, Gimla Beis Dalam Aleph, Litra Dictios, we're talking about figs. And Rashi and Tosas told us clearly, there also it's only a din Darabbanan. Because Trumas Peros, Rashi and Tosas Ashita is only a din drabanan. So surprising that Gimel Beis Dalam Aleph, we're talking about Trumas Peros, which is only a din drabanan. And there the Gemara does not say Mevatul Nislachatila. There the Gemara says, you know what, if you have a combination of that which is Usr and that which is Mutar, Litra Dixios, oh, you have to see, how do you assess the shir meya, complicated, and maybe a fig is considered to be a davar chashuv. Why do you have to make that assessment of echad b'meya, and therefore it's aser? Why not be mevatel iser? Apparently that's not an option. When it comes to truma, you cannot be mevatel in iser. Gimel Beis Dalam Aleph. And our Gemara tells us that, you know, that's because truma is considered to be a din daraisa. So surprising, the case on Dav Gimel is talking about Trumas Peros. Our Gemara is talking about the Shir of Meya. Those are only Dinim Drabanan. So Tosos immediately comments that, you know what, Daraisa and Drabanan does not mean the extremes. That which is Daraisa as opposed to that which is Drabanan. Because after all, Muktz is Drabanan and Shum is Daraisa, even though that's not the case indeed at hand. Oh, so Tosos writes the following. You know what it means? Something which is Ikro Drabanan and Ikro Daraisa. Something which in principle really is Daraisa, Truma is Daraisa. Even if the case at hand is only Trumas Peros, or even if the case at hand is only a Shir Drabanan, but something which is Ikra Daraisa, on such a case, Ein Mevatlin Nislachatchila. Unlike the case of Muktzah, where indeed that's not true, Muktzah is Drabanan. That we pointed out also, not exactly so simple. Let's assume like Tosus Ashita. Of course, Muktzah is a din Drabanan. That's Tosus of Erev, and that's Lamaches. Muktzah is a din Drabanan. What about Halchana Darava? Halchana Darava is something else entirely. Okay? What about according to Rashi Shita? Ooh, Halchana Darava really is Muktzah, which is daraisa, but you know there's certain limitations. Even if you hold muksa as a din daraisa, clear, what do you do with that sugya? The answer is yes. Achilas muksa. Achilas muksa with the DB, a din daraisa. That could possibly be in a case of a beitza shenolda. Here, when you're dealing with atse muksa, we're not talking about tiltil, but we're talking about hishtamshus, that also is only considered to be a din, drabanam. So chidish, a subtle difference, that the Gemara calls drabanam. Either a muktzah entirely is drabanam, tosus, or at least hishtamshus b'muktzah is only a din drabanam, unlike the case of truma, where truma is ikra daraisa, and therefore we're going to assume when it comes to truma, ein levatlin iser levatila. I would tell you even a further point. The Gemara is raising a kasha, no? That how is it that one can reconcile Beit Zadar Beis? Oh, with Truma Seites, Ein Mavat Nesachat Chila. Where do you say Ein Mavat Nesachat Chila? The answer is a Mishnah in Trumas. Oh, what's the difference? Daraisa versus Drabana. Okay? You know what also that Poshub Shah seems to indicate? That whatever is true of one is true of other, except one's Daraisa, one's Drabana. But Muktz is fundamentally not different. And Truma is not fundamentally different. No. If I were to say that for some unique reason, we don't say this when it comes to Muktza, okay. Or if I were to say the following, for some unique reason, we say this when it comes to Truma, then the whole Kasha would not exist as well. The Gemara says, Hayitochim, that here you see it's Mutter, and we know that it's Aser. Where do you know that it's Aser? No, the answer is, a Mishnah in Truma Seites. Oh. So the fact that the Gemara says the answer is Daraisa versus Rabbanan seems to indicate the answer is not Truma versus Muktza. No, the difference is Daraisa versus Rabbanan, which will be very important now for where we left off. Is there any reason to believe that Truma is different from other Isuri? If one, for example, could argue that, you know what, that when it comes to Truma, there's a specific problem of Eimavatna Sechadchila, and it doesn't necessarily apply to the same degree when it comes to Shari Isurim. Oh, so if that really is true, maybe that could be the answer of our Gemara as well. So I'll tell you just simply Poshub Shat in Gemara, where the Gemara says the difference between the cases is Daraisa versus Drabanan. Maybe seems to indicate that otherwise, the fact that one is Muktza, one is Truma, it is not a substantive difference. That's a very important Hara, as we'll soon see. Okay? The Gemara continues. This is still problematic because Muktza is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. And we learned Ravashi says that, what do you mean? If something is a davar sheish lamatirin, sveik asura, and it's not subject to bittul. It's not subject to bittul. So how in the world can you say that mevatlo, this is a davar sheish lamatirin? So you have to argue, you know what? This case is different. Why is it different? Mikla kali isura. Mikla kari isura. You know what? Where is it that you're being nehenet? You're being nehenet after the object indeed was destroyed. Maybe in Achinami it's true that one cannot go ahead and be nenet when it's a davar shebe'en. However, this is an unusual hishtamshus. This is not like the other cases of hishtamshus, where a person is using a dvar muksa to support. Here, you're benefiting from the muksa which is consumed. Oh, so maybe that's different because of mikla kali isur. Okay, so when you look at the shakla v'tari of the Gemara, these are two independent questions. One is simply a question of Einavat Nesachat Chila. The other is Dever Shei Shematirin. Oh, Satosu says, Einafinami. That you know what? The issue of Einavat Nesachat Chila, we address that. We're done with that. Daraisa versus Rabbana. Dever Shei Shematirin means you have to come on to a further distinction. Oh, the Rush and Simon Bey's way. Once you have to come on to the further distinction, that our case is different because of Mikla Kali Surah, and therefore, you can't compare this case to any other case. Guess what? So that answers all the questions. That answers all the questions. How come here we say mevat nesachat chila? And typically we say ein mevat nesachat chila. You know what the answer is? Shani hacha, because mikla kali sura. Mikli kari sura. Wow, that's the chidush of the Rush. And therefore, there's no longer any basis to assume that there's a difference between something which is ikra daraisa and ikra drabanan. The previous teres that the Gemara gave was insufficient. It didn't answer kasha 2. And kasha 2, Dor Sheish Matrin, required that you have to come up with shani muktza, mikla kali yisura. Oh, once you acknowledge muktza is different, so everything indeed is resolved. That's a very heavy mafokas. 2 days, Seder Deis, Simin Tzadites. Is there any difference regarding Eim Avachnes Achil between a Daraisa and a Drabanan? So the answer is, of course, Beitzad Avdalit. No, the Rosh says, that was all rejected. Where was it rejected? Because the Gemara asked the Kasha of Darashesh Matirin, and the Gemara was forced to answer that this case is different because of Mikla Kali Yisura. And once you assume Mikla Kali Yisura, you know what? The whole first Kasha doesn't begin, and the Teretz is unnecessary. Wow. So the Mechaber writes the Chiddush that when it comes to an Isser Drabana, Mutala Hosif, that's what the Rashba writes, the Torah Sabayis, in Beis Gimel, when it comes to Yisurei Drabanan, Mutul Hosif, Mutul Vata, and the Ramah quotes the Rashi who's Machmir and says, that's not true. That's what the Gemara thought you have to say to get out of that Kasha. But once you argue that our case of Muktzah is different, so therefore, there's no longer any Hechrech to assume that Ein Mevata Nisach Achila only applies to that which is Darais or Ikra Darais as opposed to that which is a straight din Drabanan. What exactly is the basis of Ein Levatnes Achila? And is that itself a din daraisa? Is that a din drabana? Most of the rive points to the sugya that we discussed, Chulin Daf Tzariches, Zroa B'Sheva. That is the parsha. The parsha of Zroa B'Sheva. Person ends his Nazirus, the Nazir is obligated to bring an ayil. The ayil is a shlamim, and guess what? Part of the ayil is matnas kuna with an isa bazar. And the rest is consumed by others. Okay, that itself is not a problem, except the pasuk describes it as b'sheila, the Gemara's a drasha, ein b'sheila el shlema. It means that the process, the tikkun, all of that is done together. In other words, that the zroa is cooked together with the balance of the ayil. The balance of the ayil. That's very surprising. You have Heter, and you have Isser, and you know what? It's prepared in combination. One would have thought that, you know what? Please, prepare them separately. How can you go ahead and prepare your Truma together with your Chulin Misuganim? Prepare them separately. And especially, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Min Benina was not Batel. Meaning that, you know what? It should really be Osir. According to the Chamim, you can argue there's a Shir Vittel. Okay, but in Mavaknas Chachila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'Mino is not Bato whatsoever. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. This whole parsha is Rabbi Sheva is a Chiddush. And Michiddush lo Garmina. Michiddush lo Garmina. Chiddush? Wow, it's so Sirah Sakla. It's so Sirah Sakla. A Chiddush is something that flies in the face of. No, Tosu Sivam Astav Zayin. No. A Tosefta Sanhedrin. Zayin is Kola Torah Kulas Inyanecha. That's the famous and Tosefta, no? All of Torah is one topic. And that means you have to give a shurim klalim. No, you can't just, every sugya is an island unto itself. Right? It's all, kol haTorah kulin yechad. And that's the midah of binyana. That's the midah of a mematzinu. The only time you can't say that is, well, look, if something is so seres haklal, so how can you say it's so seres haklal and it's part of the klal? How can you have a muktzah machmas yom shavar? It's yesterday and it's tomorrow. How can you say that that's true? No? How can that be? You can't say that it's an island unto itself, and now it's a binyan out for kol haTorah kula. So therefore, be chiddush, lo garmina. But a chiddush has to mean something that is an island unto itself. It's a davar sosra saklal. Oh, so that's exactly what Rashi writes, what the Ravid writes. We have a klal of ein mevatlin isla chatila. And all of a sudden, it's exactly what you do, here. You force a clash and reliance on Vittel. And therefore, that's so Sirah Saklal. So therefore, there's limited what you can learn from Zroa B'Sheila. Well, okay. If that Midaraisa is called a Chiddush, Midaraisa, that means this Klal is a Dindaraisa. The Klal is Ein Mevatlin Isla Chatila. So therefore, that exactly is the sheet of the Ravid, that yes, that Ein Mevatlin Isla Chatila. And Rover Shon disagree. This is what the Rashba quotes. No, this is what the Ran quotes. And that's Sugya Chulin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis and Daf Bei Harif. And the Ran quotes the sheet of the Bali Atosos that no. Maybe one could argue, Ein Mevatnes Chatchila is only a day drabanan. But here something is very unusual. Very unusual. Mitzvah so bekach. That's very strange. No, maybe one could discuss if inadvertently A mixes with B. Maybe one could argue intentionally A goes Z mixes with B. Okay, what exactly is the halacha? But here, you know, you have a firmiyid, and he goes Z and he has his ayil. Of course, you know what he's going to do? He's going to prepare them separately. You're going to tell me, no, ain the shela shlema. You're obligated to go ahead and to do the bishul together. Mitzvah, that certainly is considered to be a chiddush. Mitzvah sabekach. So that's a very heavy machlokas rishonim. Is this necessarily an indicator that ein mevatel nisachachila really is considered to be that which is adin daraisus? The rabbi says yes, and rov rishonim assume no. And we mentioned maybe another sugya chulin daf kuf mem. There the gemara tells us that, you know what, that part of the tara sametzora involves that you have to have various birds that are treated in different ways. There's certain tziporim that one has that the mitzvah is shiluach, shiluach. You set them free. You set them free. And here the pasuk tells me in Parshas Metzora Yudale Dale that, you know what, the tziporim should be chayos tohoros, chayos tohoros. Which tziporim should be tohoros, tohoros? So the Gemara says the following, like rhetorically, oh, obviously it can't refer to that which is shiluach, because lo amra Torah shalach litakala. Wow, that's Loshana Gemara. That would be a takala. You're going to take tziporim that are asurim, you're going to set them free. You're going to set them free. When I set them free, anyone can access them. So you know what? You're going to go ahead and take something that's asur, and you're just going to leave it on the table for anybody to eat. How can you do that? That's a takala. You're going to take tziporim, you're going to send them away, knowing that these are asurim. How can it be? So it must obviously be clear that when the pasuk says, make sure that tziporim are tohoros, it's not referring to the tziporim that are nitel neshiluach, because that's obvious. That's obvious. How can you take something that's asur and set it free? Ya machalos asuros, also no problem. Don't throw it out. Don't give it to your dog. Don't sell it to a guy. But you know what? Just leave it on the yeshiva table because somebody's going to go ahead and eat it. How can you do such a thing? No, it's machalos asuros. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Rabbi Yehuda is bothered. No, the Shar Melech is bothered. Yeah, but all that's subject to bittul, no? All that's subject to bittul. Imagine you go ahead and you take it and you let them go free. If you're talking about taking machalos asuros and putting it on the table, I understand that's a problem. Somebody will go and access it and take it. There's no bittul. You're setting these tziporim free. Isn't there absolute bittul? So, a chiddush, no? That maybe the takala is, yeah, but you're forcing the bittul. You're doing a maisa hamavata. And therefore, ooh, ein mevatla nisachachila. That's a din daraisa. So when the Gemara says that, you know what, this would result in a takala, maybe it doesn't mean the takala of one who eventually accesses it, because it was subject to bittul. But it means, wait a second, taking machalos asuros and going ahead and setting it free, maybe that itself is considered to be that indeed which is asur, because you're being mevatel iser. And ein mevatel nisachila, that's considered to be din daraisa. That's ara of the Shar HaMelech, in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Chafei. Well, unless you're going to argue the fear is, the person will go ahead and catch and seize those birds before there's any intermingling. When there wasn't any, okay, taruvos. But in a normal case where there's a taruvos, you set birds free, there's a taruvos. In such a case, maybe in Vagna Sachil, is it in the Raisa? Wow. So that's the chiddush of that Noda B'Yuda. The Noda B'Yuda, Yeradeya, Simim, Mem, Hei. The basis to assume ein mevatel nisachachila zedin daraisa is zroa b'sheila. What type of bittul are we talking about in a case of zroa b'sheila? What type of bittul are we talking about? You know what the answer is? Tom. No, wait. The kohen is eating the zroa. The non-kohen is eating the balance of ayil. What's the problem? If they were cooked together, there's an infusion. There's an infusion of the tam of the zroa into the ayil. We're talking about tam. Yeah, but there's a shira bittul. There's a shira bittul. Yeah, but who says you're allowed to go ahead and to do some? Who says you're allowed to do so? Oh, so the sheet of Rover Shonen. That's only a din derabanan. That's only it. The chiddush is mitzvoso b'kach. But that's only a din. Why is that only a din derabanan? Why is it only a din derabanan? No, it's great chiddush. No, because you're dealing with bittul of tam, of tam, of tam. You know, there comes a point where you have so much of this and so little of that, that it's not no same tam. It's not no same tam. If it's not no same tam, I understand. So forcing that clash, maybe is mutter min hatorah. Because after all, at the end of the day, when you eat, the tam is vatel. In other words, you're dealing with the lach b'lach, or you're dealing with the lach b'yavesh, where the whole problem of that which is aser is a tam of iser, and if a tam of iser is butter, you know I'm going to tell you? It's commando less of them. It's commando less of them. Okay. So that, don't do it. It's a din rabbanan. But the bottom line is the tam is butter. The tam is kmisha inodami. Maybe the tam is nepach, miyoseter. Can you really say that when it comes to yavesh v'yavesh? You have a tray salami. You know what? You take off the wrappers and you juggle it. Here. No. There, it's a problem of tam. It's a davar shebe'en. It's a davar shebe'en. There, the bittul is not really... Hol chenach harov is different than the hagdar of bittul barov. Of bittul barov. A tam can be batal. There's an override. Here, I'm going to say, you know, hol chenach harov. But in Hol Chenach Harov, is it so obvious that the Isser is Kamandal Esadami? Let's say you have a whole pot of meat, and you know what? A tiny particle of milk gets mixed in. If someone to ask you, can I eat the whole pot of meat? You know what you'll say? Yes, no? But because that milk was Kamandal Esadami. I juggle my salamis. Can you eat all three salamis? Hol Chenach Harov. Maybe not. There, really, you can say that the Isser is nepach liyoseter. Maybe you can be told, when I eat one of the salamis, you know what? I have a right to assume that hol chenach harov, achrav lahatos. But you really are going to argue that tam is considered to k'mishen odami. So Nodibina writes the following chiddush. In the world of bittul, there's such a difference between bittul of tam, idolach b'lach alach b'yavesh, as opposed to yavesh b'yavesh. Wow, where it's Hol Chenach Harov, not a Hagdar of Bittul, a Bittul Barov. So you know what? I want to know whether Mevatla Nisla Chatchila or whether or not. Wow, so that's that Chiddush of Noda B'Yuda. Even though the Balei HaTosos is so clear that a Mevatla Nisla is only a Din Drabanan in Zerah B'Sheila. What's unique about Zerah B'Sheila? It's only Tam. Then I can say, you know what? If the tam is kmandalesadami, what's the problem? It's neutralized. What's the problem? But you know what? But l'dainti, lo hitiro bitl chadchil and yavesh v'yavesh. But who would say that it's mutter midaraisa to juggle? That's the chiddush that the Nodi Yehuda writes, right? Right. Ani omer davar chadash. Sometimes you have that Nodi Yehuda, no? I'm going to tell you, you know, something new. I always have a chalisha sadas, no? Because... when you say something new, you know what? In learning, that means it's wrong. You know, you're not discovering America, no? You're reaching back to the Minnesota. The greatest thing is that you say something and you find it in Rishonim, no? Baruch Shekivanti, no? You don't find it in Rishonim, you know what Davod is. What's wrong with what I'm saying? Not that what I'm saying is a Davar Chadash, no? You have this sometimes in the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda says, I'm about to tell you a Chiddush that no one ever said before. It's a melitza. No, because if no one ever said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu, then guess what? Then it's not right. But this is Yesod. Zro B'Sheil is Tam, is Tam, is Tam. Unlike what? Ooh, so Nabi just adds one word. U'bezenicha, ma'ashama b'shil hi'chulin. That's the answer to the sugya in chulin. What sugya? Where sugya? The sugya of Tzipor Yernidachas. Kufim. Our sugya, no? That's why the Gemara calls it a takala. Because when you're dealing with a mixture of birds, you're dealing with tam, a mixture of birds. You have tziporim that are asurim, you have tziporim that are mutarim. You can't argue that the tziporim, erni dachas, are kamandal esadami, they don't exist. You can argue, hol chenach harov, when I pick out a particular bird. But you can't say, oh, so that's the chiddush. That is called a takala. Precisely because chulin kuf mem is talking about yavish v'yavish v'taruvos. And chulin sariches of zera b'sheila is talking about a tam. So when they're shown him, all of a sudden jump and say, is zera b'sheila, to what extent is that? A din daraisa. That's because it's just tam. But if something were to be called a davar shebe'en, then certainly everyone would agree that a mevatlin isla chadchila really is a din daraisa. That's an important chiddush. Wow. So you're dealing with tam. Okay, that's true. When you're dealing with davar shebe'en, that would not be the case. Important hara. That's the chiddush that indeed the noda b'yuda writes. Okay. Maybe there's a possibility of arguing that Mishnah in Truma, Seites, it is somewhat different for another reason. And that is that we're dealing with Truma. And unlike I suggested moments ago, maybe one could argue Truma is different. Truma is a model, that's true. And that's the context of Ein Mevatlin Issa Chathila. But maybe one could argue that Truma is different. Why would one think that Truma is different than other Machalos Osiris? You know what the answer is? Because of a Pasuk. A Pasuk in Parshas Korach, Midbar Yud Ches, right? Where the Torah says that Vani Hinein Asati Locha Es Mishmeres Trumosa. Mishmeres Trumosa. In the context of Truma, here the Torah writes, Mishmeres needs something that requires Shimur. We discussed earlier. Ushmartim es mishmarti. No? Ushmartim es mishmarti. When the Torah wants to tell you that something requires Shmira, Ushmartim es mishmarti, you have Truma. And you know what? The Truma has to be preserved. The Truma has Kedusha. Could she hagvu? And therefore, that has to be protected. Mishmeres trumosa. What exactly is that referring to? Not so clear. One thing I will tell you is very clear. You're not allowed to be mitame, truma tahora. You have truma, it has a kedusha. It's truma tahora. Truma tahora, is nitan la'achila. If a person would be mitame the truma tahora, truma tamea is tuna seifa. So if a person would go ahead and be mitame truma tahora, in such a case, that's a violation of mishmeres trumosai. That's clear. That's a sugin shabbos and daf chafei. Let me ask you the following. So min haTorah, one cannot be mitame truma tahora. What about a person who's not being mitame the truma tahora? Let's say a person goes in and burns truma tahora. I didn't affect its kedusha, but I was mechala the truma. That's a heavy machlokes. Is that also part of mishmeres trumosai? Mishmeres trumosai, I understand you can't take something that has a kedusha, a tara, and be mitame it. That's clear. Shabbos Chafei. A person takes Truma Tahora and they burn Truma Tahora. Now, is that also in Issa D'Araisa Mishmeres Trumosai? Many Rishonim assume yes, that there's a Tosos HaRashba, Psachim Daf Yud Gimel, that writes no. The Issa D'Araisa is to be Metame, yet you're defiling its Kedusha. But being Mafsid Truma is Mutar Min HaTorah. Being mafsid truma is mutar min haTorah. Tosos HaRashba. Where in the world? Psachim Yud Gimel. Why Psachim Yud Gimel? Very simple. Let's assume, for example, you have truma Torah, which is chametz. Truma Torah, which is chametz. So you know what the Mishnah of the Gemara says? No. Sarfim betchilas eish. It's chametz. You better get rid of it. No, it's Erev Pesach. It's a time bomb. No. The clock is ticking, and it's going to be Nesar. It's going to be, so what do? Guess what? You burn it. You burn it. What right do you have to burn truma? Isn't that a violation of Yishmeres Trumosai? You know, if this would be truma on Pesach, okay, I understand. It's Nesar. But we're talking about Erev Pesach, Kodem Zman Eser. Erev Pesach, Kodem Zman Eser. That's like a fascinating one. You know, we discussed the Piskura of the Rambam. Now, maybe there's a difference between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. When are you allowed to go ahead and to burn your Truma Tahora that's Chametz? The Rambam writes, wait until 11 o'clock. Because at 11 o'clock in the morning, it's Nesar. It's Aser Bachi, it's Aser Bahana. Guess what? That's only Nesar Drabana. No? Chametz is mutter until Chatzos. Chametz is mutter until Chatzos. But Sarifim b'tchila sheish. And you know what the chiddush is? Well, this truma is not only Aser b'achila at 11 o'clock, it's Aser b'achila at 10 o'clock, no? Erev Pesach. So fascinating, no? The Rambam's mafurish, that you can't burn it at 10, you can only burn it at 11. It's Aser b'achila d'rabbanan at 10. It's Aser b'hana at 11. But why does that make such a difference? You know what you see from that fascinating? There are different types of Yisurei Drabbanan. Certain Yisurei Drabbanan are in Yisur Chefetzah. Certain Yisurei Drabbanan are only in Yisur Gavra. Why is it that Chametz is us in Erev Pesach at 10 o'clock and on? 10 o'clock, you know what the Gemara says? Toe b'yom ha'ma'unan. You know what that means? They don't have clocks. And they're judging the time by, the light. It might be a cloudy day. They may not be able to judge. Toe b'yom ha'ma'unan does not sound like the Chefetzah's Nesah. The chifts, it sounds like, this is a siyag. No? A siyag in a sergavra. So that's the chiddush the Rambam Shita. You cannot go ahead and burn the chametz at 10 o'clock, because the chametz, the chifts is not nesar. It's just tov yilun, 11 o'clock. It's aser b'achila, it's aser b'ana. The chametz is nesar. Now that it's nesar, it's not called being ba'abed the truma. Wow. That's the Rambam writes. You have chametz, which is truma Torah, wait until 11 o'clock to go ahead and to burn it. Whoa. You know what's not so simple about that? But wait a second. It's only Aser Drabbanan. It's only Aser Drabbanan. And if I ma'abed truma, isn't that Nisad Araisa? Of Mishmeres Trumosai? So that's the context. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos Rashi for. That you know what? That the Din Daraisa of Mishmeres Trumosai is just, you cannot be mitame truma tahora. But to be ma'abed truma tahora is only Nisad Drabbanan. And therefore, once the chefetz is nesar, there's no Nisad Rabbanan. Oh, that's a chiddush, no? That's a heavy machlokes. Everyone agrees, Mishmeres Trumosai, means you cannot take Truma Tahora and be metameit. Okay? Is there a second tier, and that is to be ma'abed, if I'm soreif Truma Tahora? That's a machlokes Roshonim. The Tosfos Rashi writes that's only considered to be an Isser Drabbanan. Wow. When you take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam writes that, you know what? The Isser of being Ma'abed Truma even applies to Truma Temeya. Truma Torah is Nitan Achila. Truma Temeah is Mitzvah So B'Sreifa. And if you'll do anything else, even when it comes to Truma Temeah, that's the Rambam, the beginning of Parak, Yud Aleph Ibuchos Trumos. That's a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. The Rambam writes the following. If you have Truma Torah, you have to use it. If you have Truma Temeah, Umadlik Esatameh. You have to follow the dinim, no? The Torah says Truma Torah should be used and Truma Temeah should be burned. And you know what? And if you deviate from that, that's a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai. That's like fascinating deos. The pasuk is mefurish. You have to protect the Truma. Truma requires Shmira. What exactly does that mean? What are the details? Everybody agrees. It means you cannot be Metame Truma Tahora. But what about being Ma'ave Truma Tahora? Or being ma'abed shuma temeya shaloi de sreifa. Even the Rambam. Wow. So, it's important dinim, no? Shabbos chafet. Okay. Oh, now a chiddush, of. That's the tshuva. Sim yirches. Let's assume that being ma'abed truma, not just being metame truma, being ma'abed truma, is a violation of mishmeres tomorrow's side. Truma tahora, maybe even truma tamea, but being ma'abed truma is nisa daraisa. What does being ma'abed truma mean? You know what I'll tell you it means? Destroying the truma. Destroying the truma. Okay. What about the following? Lahalacha, I destroy the truma. Ayyadebitl. You take truma and you combine it with enough chulin that it's batel. That's the chiddush of Avnei Miluim. That there's an issa daraisa to be mafsid truma, to be ma'abed the truma, and that would be violated afilu al yedei bitul. What's happening at the end of the day? You have truma, and all of a sudden now you combine it with an abundance of chulin to the point that the truma is bata. Bitul ha truma is an issa of mishmeres trumosa. Wow. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush that Avnei Miluim writes. That's a very great Chiddush. Timibavatol Truma is an Isra of Mishmeres Trumos. I'm not being the Tame the Truma. I'm not destroying the Truma. But by combining it with Dvarim Hamutarim, and now it becomes Batel. Whoa. That is considered to be an Isra. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. That's the Chiddush of Avnei Miluim. Is something gained by this Chiddush? Maybe it's very mistaber. You know, you had Truma, and now it's gone. So that means you're being ma'abed the Truma. You didn't do anything destructive, but no, you're being ma'abed to it. Maybe indeed that's true. So I don't know if you saw the tshuva, you went through it. Not a long tshuva. No, simin yurches. Otherwise, the following. That's the answer to the Gemara Newman Dapte Gimlam Adel. The other Gemara discusses the following. A person is a chol. Mishach sobomas. A person is a chol sheish basakan. You know what the answer is? Do almost everything. He's a chol sheish basakan. Certain things are goyav, but barring that, he has to eat something that's aser. Don't, you know what? Don't let that stand in the way. Machilono. But the Ota Gemara says the following chiddush. Fascinating. Ma'achilin oso ha'kala kalfila. Ma'achilin oso ha'kala kalfila. A person is sick, he has to eat. Do whatever is necessary. But, don't start yelling at me, hutshura duchuya a Gemara. No? You know what? If I can give him chulin, ma'achalos ha'mutaros, I should give him ma'achalos ha'suros. Push comes to shove, you can even feed him treif. Why would you feed him treif if you have kosher food? Oh, that's obvious, no. What happens if you have machalos asuros? But you know what? I have nevela and I have chelev. Nevela is alav. Chelev is kares. So why give him that which yesh bal kares? Give him the nevela. Give him the nevela. That's machilu ha'kala kaltchila. Let's say the guy has, you know, strange, why in the world, but the guy, you know, going to his house, all he has is tevel and nevela. That's the case in the Gemara, no? Tevel and nevela. So you know what? Give him the nevela. Because nevela is in suav, and tevel, you're chayv, misi b'dei shamayim. Achila, hakala kal tchila. Hakala kal tchila. You know, the Ramban in Torah Sadam, in Yin Sakana, writes the following. The Gemara in Yuma says, hakala kal tchila. There's a Gemara in Krisus Yud Gimel that suggests something else. If a person is really in need of eating, give him a chatzi shir. Give him shiurim. Give him shiurim. So that's the kash of the Rambam. Why does the Gemara in Krisus say shiurim? And why does the Gemara in Yuma say akala kalchila? The Rambam has two fascinating answers, very mistaber. Fascinating answers. Maybe the simplest answer is talking about different circumstances. No? Sometimes a doctor will say shiurim, you know? If you have the luxury of shiurim, shiurim. But if you don't have the luxury of shiurim, he has to eat something significant. He can't just simply say, you know what, take less than an ounce and wait 10 minutes. It's a real sakana. Then, mechila kala kal tchila. Well, you know what the other day in Ramban is? It's not a steer at all. The concept of machin al kal is true even with chatzi shir. The doctor says, I'm fine with shir. But you know what? It's better to give him a chatzi shir of nevela than a chatzi shir of tevel. Because a chatzi shir of nevela is more kal than a chatzi shir of tevel. That's a great chiddush in Ramban, no? That the chumr in kul is not only bikashir, but there's a different onish. But it's even true when it comes to pachos mikashir. Pachos mikashir. Well, so the Gemara says, mi shafso bumus machinoso hakal hakal chila. Tevel and nevela, give them the nevela. What about tevel and truma? That's the Gemara. What about tevel and truma? The onish is misa b'di shamayim in both cases. If he tevel the truma. So if I have to choose between tevel and truma, what would you choose? The Gemara says that's my focus tonight. That's my focus tonight. Maybe one could argue tevel is very chamor because no one's allowed to eat tevel. Even a kohen can't eat tevel. No one can eat tevel. Truma is asul lazar, but to the kohen. Maybe one could argue tevel is not that chamor because the iser tevel. You can remove the status of tevel. Al yidei hafrasha. Maybe that's an indicator that it's nisr kal. Oh, so the Gemara says if you have tevel and you have truma, not so clear. Machlokas tanayim. Well, machlokas tanayim. Ben Tema says to go and eat the truma, and the Chum disagree. Okay. Well, the Gemara makes it very clear. Tevel. Just be mafrish, no? Just be mafrish, your chumas and raisers. And now it's cooling, no? You have to eat the tevel. Just be mafrish. So the Gemara says, look, okay, that's obvious. But guess what? No. The person has to consume the whole thing. The doctor says, you have to eat this quantity. You have to eat this amount. You have to eat these 5 ounces. And you have 5 ounces of tevel and 5 ounces of truma. If I'm going to be mafrish, that's not going to help me. I'm going to be mafrish, I'm going to have chulin, but I'm also going to have truma. And I have to eat everything. Okay. You have to eat everything. Maybe one could have thought of the following svar, the Gemara does not mention this. Maybe I could have said, you know what? I have 5 ounces of truma, I have 5 ounces of tevel. You know what? Let me be mafresh from the tevel, so I'll have a lot of chulin, and I'll have a little bit of truma. Isn't it better to eat a little bit of iser than a lot of iser, no? Interesting, the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara does not suggest that. The Gemara doesn't say it's obvious that, you know what, if you have tevel, be mafresh, even if you have to eat the whole thing. But the whole thing is made up of chulin and truma. So aren't you better off eating the chulin and truma as opposed to eating the truma? So guess what? That the Gemara does not mention. Maybe you get the impression of the Gemara that doesn't matter. Wow, that's an interesting chiddush. That's what the Rush discusses. Okay. So therefore, if I have tevel and I have truma, they're both chayv yisi b'dei shamayim. So it's not obvious to me which is the kal and which is not the kal. So guess what? This Avni Miluim, Simen Yerches, Klotzu, the Mishnah Melech. Parshas Drachim, no? A generation ago, Parshas Drachim was a commonly learned sefer. The sefer of the Mishnah Melech. It was like an unusual style. It took like the storylines in Chumash, and it plugged everything into a Machlokas Rishonim. You know, like, oh, this is what happened in the story of Chumash. That's because Moshe was saying this, and Aaron was saying this, and this is a Rambam, this is a Raifa. Like, that was the style of the Parshas Drachim. Very long essays, Like Eluy Yishay, you know, taking Machlokas and the Gemara Rishonim and fitting into the storyline, the storyline of Chumash. But, you know, it, long pieces, but like Mishnah Melech are long pieces, no? Like, today we don't have such patience, not to read long pieces, but it was a known safe for the Parashat. The Parashat Drach is bothered by the following. I'll tell you the simplest etza. The simplest etza. You have Tevel? Be mafresh. Be mafresh. And guess what? And now that you're mafresh, v'yach ser v'yarvo sami machulin. You're be mafresh. So you have a lot of chulin v'sukanin, and you have a small amount of truma. Guess what? Mix it all together. Mix it all together. Midaraisa truma zbatal chad betray. Shir meya meya zedin d'rabanan. No? Our Gemara. That's a din d'rabanan. Isn't that a simple answer? No? You have tevel, and you have truma, be mafresh. Mafresh isn't going to solve the problem, because you still have, you're mafresh, so you have truma. You have truma's meiser. Yeah, but now be mavatalit. Be mavatalit. That is the background of the Zavni Miluim. No? Where Lamed writes the following. No, no. Be mavatil truma is a isidaraisa of Mishmeres Trumosai. That's why the Gemara never suggests indeed such a possibility. Never suggests such a possibility. Wow. That's Ushmartim as Yishmeres Trumosai. That's the Pasuk, Mebevar Yilches. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. When it comes to Truma, everything is different. Everything is different. And Enachinami, Chulin Sariches, is Zro B'Sheva. That also is different. Because again, you're dealing with Matnas Kahuna, where there's an Isra Lazar, there's a Kedusha Shabbat, and that also is considered to be part of Mishmeres Trumosai. Mishmeres Trumosai. Wow. That's pretty heavy. If you take a look at the notes on the Miluim, you know, Os Aleph. These are the notes of the old Avni Miluim, not the contemporary. Not like, you know what he writes? What do you mean? Had the parach le bereish beitza? Wait, but what about our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about atzei muktza. How in the world can we about atzei muktza? We know from truma im avaklis sechachila. You know what the answer should be? Truma is different. Truma, that's the whole lamdus. Truma is different because of mishmeres trumosai. I would say poshup shat in our Gemara. It doesn't sound like truma is different. The Gemara is bothered. Why can you not be mevatel truma? And here you can mevatel muktza. The answer should be mishmeres trumosai. Mishmeres trumosai. And that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says daraisa drabanan. The Gemara says mikla kol yisura. The fact that the Gemara comes on to those distinctions seems to indicate that it's a level field. What's true of one is true of the other. And again, that a chiddush to assume truma indeed is a yotze min hakal because of Mishmeres Trumosai. One could argue Mishmeres Trumosai is limited to being mitame the truma, or being ma'abid the truma biyadayim, but not something that happens memela al yadei bit. That's an important issue. Well, so this is the machlokas. So there aim avat l'sechatchila, adin daraisa, adin rabbanan. Ooh, with the possible nafkaminas. Possible nafkaminas. The Prima Gadim writes the following. Prima Gadim in Yoradeya there in Simen Sarites. Sivkot in Zion, Prima Gadim writes the following. What happens in this case? What happens if... a Safek Yisr. Safek is not for Safek is the terrors. Would there be an Isser to be marbid the Dvaram HaMaturin to Mevatel this? Wow. He writes the following, that if you assume that Ein Mevatel Nisachat Deraivit is an Isser Daraisa, that's not only Usser in a case of Vaday Isser. That should be also even in a case of Suffolk as well. suffik as well. If you assume, wow, that ein mevatel nisachatchila is only nisid rabbanon, b'med v'ramorim. Maybe one would argue that's only true when it comes to vaday. When it comes to a suffik yisr. So ein mevatel nisachatchila is only nisid rabbanon. And if it's a suffik yisr, maybe that should be a sfeik v'ron lakula. Is there any iser to be mevatel a suffik iser? That's the Rima Gadim writes. So here I have, a suffik iser. I'm not sure if it's nevel or not. It's a suffik. Is there anything wrong to be mevatel that iser? If a mevatel nisa chatchila is nisa daraisa, sfeik daraisa is the chumra. If you assume as the sheet of the Bali Atos is that a mevatel nisa chatchila is only in Isidravana, so suffik yisr is a suffik run, which is considered to be lakula. But then the Rima Gadim writes, maybe not. I have a suffik yisr, suffik nevela. Are you allowed to eat that? No. You can't go ahead and eat the nevela because sveika daraisa lachumra. No? Sveika daraisa lachumra. Oh, so I have a great idea. I'll be mevatel it. So that's the fasting deal that came about. I'm holding on to this object that's a sveika darais lechumra, and I paskin it's aser. Once I paskin sveika darais lechumra that this object is aser, can I still now say no? But when it comes to a din derabanan av ein mevatel nisachatchila, sveika derabanan is lekula. You have a sveika daraisa. Shenizgal gil b'safik drabana. No? You have something which is a sveika daraisa l'chumra. Is it so obvious that, you know what? I can say safik l'kula for a nafkamina drabana. That's pretty heavy, no? You know, I have this object. I don't know whether it's chametz or whether it's not chametz. Can you eat it? Well, of course you can't eat it, no? It's a safik karis. Don't eat it. Can I argue the following? Yeah, but do I have to engage in biur? Because midarais sebitul ba'masagi, and the need for biur is only din rabbanan, and it's a safek, so safek run lakul. Once you paskin, you cannot eat it because the safek of the rais lechomer means you treat it as chametz. And if you treat it as chametz, lagabe bedikin biur as well. Sometimes you can have a safek of the rais lechomer with a nafkamina. That's the chiddush Rima Gadim writes. So if you have a cheftza, which is asim itam sveika darais lechumra, maybe that means you cannot be mevatlet, even if ein mevatlet sechatchila is only din derabanan, because you don't treat it as a sveika derabanan. Once you're machri, a sveika darais lechumra. Well, that's an important chiddush. Where I'll tell you another possible nafkamina. This is the Hagos Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Sarites. Let's assume, for example, you have something is aser, and I was mevatel it. Yadayim, I was mevatel iser. You're not supposed to do that. I did a pishogi. I didn't realize. It was done b'shogeg. So Rabbi Kiveger writes the following. When it comes to Hisse Daraisa, we're kone shogeg atumeze. When it comes to Hisse Daraisa, yes, Hisse Drabananat. If ein mevatle nisachil, Rabbi Kiveger writes a chiddush, is only a din drabanan, so therefore we would not be kone shogeg atumeze. If ein levat l'nissa chatchila is nissa daraisa, we would argue that rakone shogi gotumeze. That's right. Here is nafkamina. What's the nafkamina there? Ein levat l'nissa daraisa rabbanan. Oh, if a person was mevatel to shogi. They'll tell me, it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Shumas. No. B'shogeg mutter. No. B'shogeg mutter is nafal v'meya. No. Yeah. The case in the Mishnah is where it's an issur drabanan. Because the sheer bittul was less than Meya, that's a Mishnah. If the shear is a shear drabanan, we're not going to shug, that's amazing. What would happen if that's not the case? If it was a shear daraisa, and you're mavatlin. Oh, that's Rabbi Kveger's nafkamina. No, that's an important ta'ar. So those are a couple of nafkaminas that one indeed has. There is a chiddush. Take a look at the Tosus Nida of Samach Aleph and Beis, where Tosus writes the following. The Gemara has a case of a beged sha'ava bo kilayim. You know what? You're weaving a beged. You're weaving a beged. And there's an abundance and abundance and abundance and abundance of tzemer. And you know what? I had in the corner a couple of threads of pishtun. And lo and behold, I wasn't paying attention, and they were all woven together. See, I have a whole garment, you have a whole suit, you have a whole coat, you know, and there are some individual strands of pishtun. So that's what the Gemara, a beged sha'ava bo kilayim, that the kilayim is lost. You'll take it to the shatner's lab, no? What in the world is the chance that the sample is going to be, right, those couple of threads? You're going to get it back and say it's absolutely fine. I know it's not fine. So guess what? That's where the Gemara says, That's us. You can't wear that garment? Well, guess what? You can't even sell it to a guy. Because you know what? Maybe the guy will flip it. He'll sell it to a guy, the guy will flip it to a Jew. And it's not detectable. So the only thing you can do is osibo tachrich in the maze. Use that garment for tachrich. Because once it's used for tachrich and it's nesar, you don't have to be afraid that somebody's going to end up wearing it. Wow. That's the whole tosus. It's not a concept of loeg l'rash, mocking a person who's nifter. You have something that's aser, well, use it for kvura. So take a look at that tosus, it's a chiddush. Why isn't there bittul when it comes to Shabbos? Why isn't there bittul? You have thousands and thousands and thousands of thread of tzemet and a tiny amount of pishtim. Why isn't there bittul? And take a look at the Rush and the Tosus of Odazara Samachem Abeis and take a look at the Chuvas Rabbi Kveger Sen Reisling. Important is so that will come from our Sugyas. Okay, so we'll have to pick up.